Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you someone who describes themselves as a perfectionist? Well, today I'm going to share why that's a lie and what you can do about it. Thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I've got an additional tip for you then as well. Okay, so I used to say this quite a lot. I used to be like, oh, I'm a perfectionist. Oh, I haven't quite finished this yet. Oh, I'm not ready to put myself out there yet because, you know, it's not quite ready. You know, I'm trying to get it perfect. And guess what? I was lying to myself. And I've spotted this pattern in many other people and called them out for it as well. It's a lie. Calling yourself a perfectionist is a lie. There's no such thing. And why is that? Let's go into this. So perfect is a standard you can't achieve. In fact, Tony Robbins describes perfection as the worst standard there is because it's not attainable. Therefore, you're saying you are aiming for a standard that you can't attain. Therefore, you must be holding yourself back from another way. Now, from my experience, it's often fear. Nearly always fear. It's fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear ultimately of not being good enough. Therefore, we cover up with this thing called perfection and call ourselves perfectionists. And if you're calling yourself a perfectionist, be honest with yourself. Is it really the fear? Now, if it's high standard, there's a difference between this and high standards. High standards is great. And holding you, sometimes we put things on hold and we don't launch it until we need to develop it a little bit more. And that's called raising the standard a little bit. And sometimes I've been called up for that in the workplace, particularly in my later 20s, to like, this needs tidying up a bit. I'm like, no, let's just do it. Because I just want to get things done. And that's what builds progress. But high standards is a different thing. Now ask yourself, how is it serving you using the word perfectionist? Which translates, because you've actually got to translate it as the fear of not being good enough. How is it serving you by giving yourself that label? Because I was calling myself that label because I thought it was like a special, it made me special, sounded better, those kind of things. And it wasn't. It was just because I was fearful of moving forward. And I was stuck in that story for a very, very long time. Okay, so really, these podcasts aren't necessarily to put a massive amount of motivation, inspiration. It's about getting you to take action and move forward with feeling confident in things. And sometimes what I have to do and with individuals is call people out for lying to themselves, like the word perfectionism. And actually, I was talking to my business coach earlier, or the other day, actually not earlier, and he was on about just people launching stuff. And I remember I launched something as messy as anything, but it is still highly profitable and successful just because I took action. Now there's loads of lessons and loads of messy things I did on the way and I can learn from, and boy, I'm so glad I did it because I learned, and therefore I can plan for my next launch I'm gonna do. So you've really got to push forward through things that are holding you back, these fears, okay? Now, we're going to go into some practical tips now. So let's go into these 3 points to if you're holding yourself back of perfectionism. So the first thing is get excited to make mistakes. Yes, you heard that correctly. Get excited to learn from mistakes and learn from them. Get excited to make mistakes and learn from them, rather. There's an example. I just stumbled on my words. You may have heard me do that now and then. And guess what? That's why I create so many podcasts and I get so many downloads and grow and impact people's lives. Because I don't make up lies like I'm a perfectionist. I just want to get my message out. And in fact, I would be a very selfish person if I started using labels like I'm a perfectionist. Because all I'm doing is stopping myself giving to other people. Because I would be holding back from the fear of not being good enough. Now, the fear of not being good enough is a fear that comes up for most of us. So get excited about the thought of learning and growing and potentially making mistakes and learning from them. Now, obviously, don't do mistakes intentionally. But get excited that you're going to learn and you're going to grow on your journey, because you will make mistakes in life. I make mistakes. The best people in their industry, in the personal growth world, in the business world, in careers, they all make mistakes. We are all human beings. So get excited about learning from them, because there's nobody who's perfect, because perfect doesn't exist, like I keep saying. The second point is, think of a time when, and you can write these down, so I suggest writing these all down. The second point is, think of a time when you started something and it was so messy to begin with. Like, you weren't making much progress and you got good at it. Maybe got excellent at it. Maybe got outstanding at it. Let's use an example. Learning to walk, if you're fortunate enough to walk. Were you perfect when you started to walk? No, because you didn't have all these filters in your head coming in, like making up lies like, I'm a perfectionist. You just was like, I want to go and walk. In your like two, like, I don't know, how old were you when you start learning to walk? Maybe like two or whatever, one or two. I don't know. I'm crazy. I've forgotten the age people, babies start walking. Maybe it's one or two. Anyway, when you're starting to walk, you don't think, oh, I'm a perfectionist, and make up that lie. You just go out and do it, because you can't attain a perfect standard. You don't walk. Nobody walks perfectly in this world, by the way. Like, we all stumble down and we all trip. So, like, babies go out and they start walking, toddlers. Okay, that's one example. Maybe driving a car is another one. We drive a car and we're messy as anything to begin with. Now, some people take longer than others. Some people develop the skill better than others. Yeah, we all go through a phase of change and transition of getting better at it. But it's always messy at the start. So think of a time for you when it was really messy at the start. You're taking messy action. You got very good or brilliant at something. Okay. And then the third point is, take smaller actions. If something's too big a jump, break it down smaller. Just build momentum. So if you want to write a book and you're like, I just got to get it perfect. One of the things that allowed me to write 7 books was the fact I heard a quote one day and it changed my life. Well, it didn't change my life. I changed my life, because you hear something and it influences you, but you actually change your life. And the quote went like this: every first draft is shit. And I just thought, wow, that's so true. And then the second draft is a little bit better. And then the third draft's a bit better. But you're always going to have messy versions. Nobody's ever going to like everything you write. Okay. So what's going to happen if you do the opposite and you just don't make any progress and you hold up this, you hold yourself back? Well, you're going to be in the worst standard. You're just not moving forward. And again, that is why perfectionism is the worst standard. So take smaller actions. If you're going to write a book, for example, you might just write 1 page a day, even 1 paragraph a day, to just move forward. Okay, and here is my final bonus tip on perfectionism today. Journal the lessons from the experience in the past and the gratitude you've had. So times when things haven't gone so smoothly, and actually how grateful you can be. Maybe you went through a messy career at one point. Maybe you had a messy time in relationships. Maybe you had a messy time speaking for the first time, or speaking up in meetings or in business deals, and it wasn't smooth. Write about how grateful you are for these experiences, because then you can start seeing things in a different light. And believe me, I am so grateful that I went through about 10 to 15 job interviews and didn't get any of the jobs, because I'm grateful that I built the skills to be able to present and talk about myself in a way that shaped me to be able to create a podcast and impact many, many lives. So start journaling some of the lessons you can take away from things that didn't go to plan in the past. Okay, so thank you so much for listening today. I really wanted to make this episode on perfectionism, because it's a lie I keep hearing people say. And again, I'm just calling it out because it holds us back, and I'm here to help you move forward. So it's really important we stop telling ourselves these lies, stop creating these labels, and really allow ourselves to move forward. So thank you for listening. I respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others. And if you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple so we can reach more people. If you've done so already, thank you. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.